Well, good morning and welcome to The Drive. It is March 15th on a Friday, so end of the week for most of us, and hope you guys have had a good week. If not, well, we know God is still faithful. He's still on the throne. He still loves you. He's still merciful and gracious, and he hasn't gone anywhere. So God is still good, even when life is difficult. And that's kind of what we're saying today. This is episode 64. And we're talking about losing our life. Not in the physical sense. Okay, not saying we're going to all pass away, although we are. 10 out of 10 people die, right? So, yeah, these lives are going to wear out at some point. And then we'll get our new glorified bodies, and we'll go to the place that Jesus is preparing for us, and it'll be amazing. But until then, what do we do while we're on this earth? Well, one thing Jesus says is, as we continue on sort of through the Gospel of Matthew, let me just read this short verse to you. Jesus says, whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Okay, so what in the world does that mean? Well, first of all, whoever finds his life loses it. In other words, people are living for right now, right here, on this earth. For them, this is as good as it gets. This life on this earth. And they're living for everything they can see. They're living for the carnal, the natural, the surface level. All their hope is in this life. And it's almost like, you know, people don't want to die. They want to skip the aging process altogether. They're so focused and honed in on this life. All their hope is in it, and they're not fulfilled, and they're not joyful. They're trying to cling to things that God never said to cling to. You know, many people are, and Jesus spoke about this too, building their treasures on this earth. And, you know, I got to qualify it because, I mean, you know, as Christians, as people, we're not like trying to be like, you know, I'm a minimalist. It reminds me of Moby. I don't know if you remember Moby, the singer, musician, artist. Yeah, he's a minimalist, total millionaire, but, I mean, he lives with just the essentials. It's like, God's not saying sell it all and suffer. But he's saying don't put all your hope, all your faith on this earth, in things that are on this earth, in the material, in riches, in on and on and on, right? Don't build your life here as if you're going to live here forever because you're not, right? And I always equate it to camping. Camping's great. Love camping. I don't do it that often, but camping is great. I remember my last church, we used to go to a place called Three Rivers, right close to before the base of the Sequoias and Sequoia National Forest, I can't remember what it's called. But we used to go there as a church, and it was awesome. We had family camp, we had just like whoever wanted to go camp. I had a youth camp I led up there. It's like, it was great. It was awesome. There were no showers, but there was something called a flume, which was like water that just flowed, and it was freezing, and we would go there, and when we had to take showers, you know, we got in our bathing suits and just laid in the flume, and you know, we had soap, and it was an experience, you know. Sometimes it was cold, and the water was cold, and it was like, this is insane, but it was fun. It was great while we were there. But we knew we were going to go home. I knew, well, this is fine. This is all good. I mean, one day in, 3 days, we're going to go home and I'm going to have a warm shower. I'm going to sleep in my bed, be with my family, be in the place that God has me, comfortable, joyful, home. Our home is not here. Our home is in heaven. With the Lord. So finding your life means going all in for what is happening now here on the earth. And it shouldn't be. But if we lose our life for the Lord's sake, then we'll find it. In other words, surrendering to Him and His plans and His way and His will and His kingdom, then we're going to find real life, true life. See, we can have plans all day long. I mean, plans are great. Going on excursions are great. Going on adventures. I love adventures, right? There's some great things we can do, you know. But when it comes to, like, serious life plans, what we're going to do with our life, how we're living our life, who we're living our life with, you know, that's up to the Lord. It's up to our God, right? He is the one who leads us in that way. And as we surrender to Him, those things will become clear. If we fight against Him, well, then it's going to be rough. Oftentimes people have it rough because they're fighting against the Lord rather than just saying, okay, God. Rather than just saying, yes, Lord. Rather than just submitting and obeying and going, okay, I'm going to do what you want me to do. I don't even know about this. I'm not sure about this. I'm kind of uncertain, but you're telling me to do it, so I'm going to do it. Whatever it is. He knows best. And again, I feel like I always say it. I don't know if I do, but surrender is strength. Not just surrender generally, but surrendering to God's plans, right? To His will, to His perfect way. So if we lose our life for His sake, we'll find it, right? I don't want to waste my life doing things and enacting plans that really don't matter. I want to do what God wants me to do. And I want to do it well. It's all unto Him. Because it's all from Him. Colossians says this. It's all from Him. And it's all for Him. Right? And so losing your life isn't like, oh, you know, life's going to be miserable now because I don't do what I want to do. But it's like, wow, Lord, this is amazing. Because Your will is so much better than my surface level plans. So thank You. So guys, surrender to the Lord. Keep following. Keep seeking Him so He knows what you want Him, or so you know what He wants you to do, because He knows. Well, God bless you guys. Hope that encouraged someone, and praying for you guys today. Love you guys, and we'll talk to you soon.